Here with Matt Crane, head coach of the Carterville Lions girls basketball team. Coach, last week you picked up as the team of the week for your efforts in the Carbondale Midwinter. What did that tournament tell you about your team?
It just told us that we're getting better. We had a really good week. I thought we competed hard. We played hard defensively, and we'd played some of those teams already. We didn't overlook anybody, and that they've got a good mindset heading into the latter part of the year.
Since receiving the award, your squad's gone 2-0. There was an overtime game that you beat AJ in, and then last night you beat Nashville, taking over first place in the division. How big has this past week been for the team?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, we went to AJ the other night, real good team, and we were just flat. I mean, we weren't overlooking them. We were just off. And girls came together there the last, 35, 40 seconds and made some plays. And, give credit to them. They did everything that we tried to, that we asked them to do. And they did it to the best of their abilities. And fortunately, we came out of there with a win. And last night, we had a great crowd, great energy. And girls kind of knew what was at stake, a chance to get control of the conference. And they came out and played really well. And, defensively is where our success has been over this little run here.
Year three with the program, you've led the team to at least 25 wins each single year. What does that say about the culture that you've built here?
It speaks more to the kids. I mean, they're here. They work hard every day. It's not been a fight to get them to come to practice or get them to work when they're here. I mean, we've had really productive sessions all year long, and that's a testament to the senior leaders and the people, and everybody below them, that they come to work, they want to win, they're good kids, they're winners, and they're getting, they're used to winning. They've won their whole life, and it's a testament to them.
Sparta and Pinckneyville coming up next week. How do those prepare you for the postseason?
Postseason's coming up, yes, but we still have to take care of business with the conference, and next week is all about the conference. Hopefully play well, take care of Sparta. Go to Pinckneyville to be senior night. It'll be a rough road game in the conference. You're going to have to go ready to play and come out. And if we take care of that, we come out of here with an outright conference championship. So we still have a lot to play for before the postseason starts. So that's our focus right now.
Abby's been a big part of your team this year, and I'm sure past years as well, but what's it like having her on the team being a focal point?
It's nice. I mean, she puts a lot of time in. She works hard. She loves the game, and, it's hard having your dad as coach, and it's hard. It is. I mean, it just is, and she handles it real well, and she's gotten better as the year has progressed, and as she, as players do, and I'm just very proud of her and very glad of the way she's leading our team out on the floor and keeping everybody involved and being a good teammate.
And then your team fell in the sectional semifinals last year. Can they go back and even get further, do you think, with this team?
You hope so, with experience. And we'd like to think we have a chance, but, you just got to take everything as it comes and win one game at a time and make sure you get to that point and have that chance. So we've played a really tough schedule. We've had some success here. We're trying to take that next step, and we're hoping that we get the opportunity to do that.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck, Western Way.
Thank you, and thank you for the honor.